Hello.
Hello. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Great. And congratulations on being nominated as Fit and 30's Client of the Month.
Thank you.
You've been working very, very hard, and I'm really excited to hear a little bit more about your story and how what you've accomplished and how you've done it.
Sure, no problem. So I started coming to Fit and 30 in about mid-January, so just a past few months now. I live in the neighborhood, so I've always kind of seen through the windows what's happening in there and been curious about it. I guess I was sort of at a point where, what I was doing fitness-wise wasn't really giving me any results and wanted a change. And so I walked in and did one of the community classes on Saturday and tried it out, and Hannah kicked my ass, and so I thought, okay, there's something to this,
Great. And were you kicking your own ass before, or were you, what were you doing before Fit and 30? Just out of curiosity.
More just jogging, kind of jogging on the
Okay.
seawall, more kind of more
Yeah.
low impact, a bit of cardio. I'm pretty active as it is. Like, I do snowshoeing, I do hiking, paddleboarding, but I've never really done that high intensity, going to the gym, pumping iron type thing.
Good for you. Awesome.
Yeah.
And you've also taken on quite a bit of nutrition. I noticed from your visit history that you've done a couple of the nutrition workshops. You've done, you're doing some journaling. How's that helped?
It has helped a lot as well. Yeah. So I'm going twice a week to do the semi-private training. And as part of that, I'm tracking a food journal. So I'll write down pretty much everything I eat. And then at the class, I'll get a few tips on kind of how to improve that and then go back to the drawing board and try it again. So it's helped quite a bit to, adapt my diet. And I guess one of the big things for me was, especially that first week, that first food journal week where you have, cheeseburger, pizza, chocolate, beer, and you're like, oh yeah, I do eat a lot of crap, you kind of have that realization, like, no, I can't just do a few jogs and get rid of that. I actually have to change what I'm doing. So, yeah.
And you've changed quite a lot. You've actually kicked in,
Yeah.
you've turned, like, you've made a lot of healthy habits. What has been your biggest success in the, since we're on the, in the diet side of things, what's been the biggest breakthrough for you diet-wise?
I'd say probably a couple of things. One is breakfast, just sort of making sure I eat a good hearty breakfast with a lot of protein. Whereas before I was having like peanut butter and jelly toast, like really not very nutritionally, beneficial.
I love peanut butter and jelly toast.
Yeah, so I got called out on the jelly because there's sugar and stuff. So, but now instead I have like two eggs and a toast. So, just amping up that protein. And then, for the rest of the day, I'll have, healthier meals, but I'm not as starving as I would have been if I just had a small breakfast. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best, most important meal of the day.
Yeah. I
Now you.
guess exact what's that?
I said, yeah, now you have it.
I guess, yeah, the other thing for diet for me was like dinners. Because I'm living with my fiance and he has a certain diet, and so part of my struggle was, okay, how do I diet while still eating with someone else who has a different diet? And so I kind of made the decision that I'm not going to allow that to be an excuse for myself. So I just said, you know what, I'm not going to eat this pizza. I'm going to eat something else tonight. And yeah, there's definitely a bit of a struggle there in terms of what the other person wants to do. But I think you have to, if you want to make that change, just like make that decision for yourself too.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You got off your fiance's diet.
I did. And I actually have helped his diet a little bit. Like I've trained him well now. So yeah.
Good. And you're right, actually. He is going to drop a few just because of the efforts that you've made. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love the diet. I know we can go on and on and on about diet, but what have you seen fitness-wise? So you've never done the high-intensity resistance style training.
Yeah.
What have you noticed over the last 2 months? Because you've been with us now for just over 2 months, I believe.
In terms of just physical changes, my arms definitely have gotten stronger. My body composition has changed. I've lost weight. I lost about 20 pounds in that time. So I think that's pretty significant.
It is. It absolutely is. That's about 2 pounds a week. And that's a very the key there, I believe, would be your consistency. You must be very consistent.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, going to the Fit and 30 twice a week, combined with, you know, I'm doing other things, like I'm walking to and from work. I'm, you know, trying to get a jog in here and there, do the Saturday classes still here and there. And it all kind of adds up.
Yeah. Good for you. So you, yeah, it's a lifestyle shift. You were active. You were healthy-ish. But it's,
but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, you weren't too bad. Exactly. You were not too bad. But you've really gone a really you're in a really good place right now. I think you've got a really good, it sounds like you've got a really good routine.
Yeah, thank you.
Does it feel like you can maintain this? Does it feel, does it, because a lot of people are even apprehensive to start something like this because they don't feel it's realistic for them. They don't feel that they would be alive or they wouldn't have a life or they wouldn't be able to be social. Do you feel like the routine or the what Fit and 30 has helped you achieve, do you feel like it's something that you can maintain over the years to come?
I would think so. I think one of the things that I've learned and I've always kind of felt since the beginning is that it's not never going to be an all or nothing thing. Like, you know, all the changes I've made have been incremental. I still allow myself to, you know, have and go out for dinner, have beers here and there. You know, you can't cut things out 100%, but as long as it's balanced with like healthier days or more active days, you know, then that's what's sustainable.
You've learned, it sounds like you've learned, you're living it, which is great. And, you know, I can only imagine people listening to this hearing, wow, this woman's lost 20 pounds in 2 months and she's still enjoying herself. She's still going out. She's still having fun. Like, how is this all possible? And it's because you've learned balance, and balance is like a very big word. It's like the word reasonable in law. And a lot of people, it takes time to fully understand and learn what true balance is for them. So if you've already tapped into balance, you are going to be, you are setting yourself up for long-term success.
Great.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah. I think one other thing, just thinking about, you know, what has helped and what is helping me to sustain it is, I think the journaling and the consistency of writing things down and really thinking about what you're doing all the time is really helping to change my habits, because that's another huge thing is, you know, when you get in your routine, you just do it without thinking all the time. And so if you can change what your routine is, then that's how you change things in a more sustainable way as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's touch on sleep. Sleep is a big one, and so is hydration, but let's touch on sleep, because it sounds like you're a good sleeper. So I would love to know a little bit more about your sleep routine, or if that's been improved at all.
For me, probably I've always been good with sleep even before I started this process. Mm. I found it is a little bit better when I'm not drinking as much. Okay. You know, that does help. But yeah, I tend to go to bed quite early, like, you know, kind of reading a book at 9 o'clock, kind of asleep by 10. So for me, sleep was never a problem. I like sleeping.
I like sleeping is great. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so important. How about hydration? Something as simple as hydration can be a really big challenge for a lot of people. And are you a good water drinker as well?
I probably could be a bit better on the water drinking. You know, I'll have a coffee in the morning, maybe a glass of water after, but I don't feel like maybe I drink the whole 8 cups of water a day thing. Maybe more like 4 or 5 or something throughout the day, including coffee.
But yeah,
I could do better.
Well, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
And that's all part of it. And journaling the water, what might be the next step as well. But you know, just by hydrating ourselves, we can actually lose a little bit of water weight that we would otherwise retain. So you've got a wedding coming up.
I do, yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's coming up in August. And yeah, I guess, you know, part of the reason why I decided to kind of launch on this journey and, you know, invest in this training is related to that, you know, wanting to be in a good shape for that. You know, trying on wedding dresses over Christmas or just after Christmas, you know, you kind of realize, wow, you know, I would look a little bit better in this dress if, you know, I had a little bit slimmer physique and all of that. It's kind of, you know, vain to say, but that is one of the, you know, tipping points that you get sometimes. You can kind of live in denial if you wear yoga pants all the time and baggy clothes, but as soon as you put on a tight dress, you're like, okay, time to get real.
And it's a lot of pressure. I can imagine too, like all eyes are on you. You're literally on a stage.
That's true.
You're going to feel really good on your wedding day. You're going to be healthy on your wedding day. I think that's fantastic. And hopefully you don't, you know, do what a lot of brides do, which is they don't eat the day of or the day before. Mm. They don't want to be bloated. And so then they can be really lightheaded and not actually enjoy their special day. We've even had people come in the day of their wedding to fit in 30 and do a workout the day of, and that's always a lot of fun. Throw that one out there in case you guys are interested. I'd be happy to do that. But you're going to be healthy on your wedding day. How's that going to feel?
I mean, definitely, I think it'll ease the stress. And you know, I'm hoping, like, we're going to be going away. It's a destination wedding, so it's in Tofino. And, you know, I'm hoping to continue to do a bit of fitness while I'm there, jogs and what have you. But yeah, it definitely takes out a little bit of the stress. And, you know, even for after that, you know, wanting to be healthy, you know, should we decide to start a family and all that, I think it all contributes to that. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, I'm really excited for you guys. I'm really happy.
Thanks.
All right. Is there any other thing that you would like to touch on? I know we touched on diet. We touched on quite a few things. Is there anything, just to keep our podcast short and sweet?
Sure.
Because I know I love this. Like, I could talk to you for the next 20 minutes, no problem. But is there anything that you would like to add?
I guess just a couple things. You know, just that. Well, for myself, for my journey, one thing that really helped is just being open to, you know, receiving advice and listening to what the trainers have to say. And, you know, obviously having a good degree of skepticism is healthy, but I think being open and listening and following through, that has really helped. The other thing is just the atmosphere at Fit 30 is nice. You know, it does feel like a nice community gym. So I'm always happy to go there and, you know, everyone seems really supportive.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you.
I look forward to seeing you again in the gym, and like I said, we'll keep taking good care of you guys.
Okay, thanks. All right, have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.